name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich tells us, "When I was a child, and even afterwards, I have seen myself in danger of death many times. But with God's help, I have always come out well. On this point, I have often been given an interior light with which I knew that such dangers were not born of blind chance, but proceeded by God's permission. Not far from our house, there was a completely barren place in the middle of other lands that produced fruit. When I was a girl, I passed through that place. I was always terrified, and it seemed to me as if I was thrown from there. Several times I fell to the ground without knowing how. I saw two black shadows who were wandering, and the horses used to be frightened when they approached. Having experienced many times how fearful the place was, I asked the cause, and the people answered that they had seen strange things there. One night, I prayed, prostrate with my arms out in the form of a cross at that sight. The first time cost me great violence. The second time, a figure like a dog came who put its head on my back. I looked at the dog and saw its glowing eyes and its snout. I was afraid, but I was not troubled. And I said, O Lord, you who prayed in the garden of olive trees, in the midst of the greatest anguish, you are with me. The devil can do nothing against me. So I began to pray again, and the enemy moved away. When I prayed in that place again, I was taken away, as if I were thrown into a cave that was nearby. But I had firm confidence in God and said, You can do nothing against me, Satan. And the demon fled. I kept praying with intensity, and since then I have not seen the shadows again, and everything has been quiet. As a child, my parents were away from home one day. My mother told me to look after the house and not to go out. A very old woman came and told me, Go to my pear tree and take pears. Come soon, before your mother returns. I fell into temptation. I forgot what my mother had commanded me, and I ran to that woman's garden in such a hurry that I hit my chest on a plow that was hidden in straw and fell senseless to the ground. My mother later found me and brought me back to myself by means of a gentle slap. I felt the pain from the blow for a long time. Later, I learned that the evil one had used the ill will of that woman to tempt my obedience through disordered appetite and falling into temptation. I put my life in danger. This made me very cautious against gluttony and recognize how necessary it is for man to mortify and conquer himself. One time I was going to church at night when a figure like a dog appeared to me. I put my hand out and received such a strong blow to the face that it threw me out of the way. In the church, my face swelled and my hands blistered. Until I came home, I was unrecognizable. I washed myself with holy water. On the way to the church very early in the morning, on the feast of St. Francis, I saw a large black figure trying to stop me. I fought it until I passed, without feeling anguish or fear of the enemy. The evil one always meets me on the road and wants me to go around, but he is not successful. The discord that reigned in a Coastfield family afflicted me greatly. I prayed for those unfortunate people and made the Stations of the Cross on Good Friday in the church at 9 in the evening. The evil one appeared to me in human form on a narrow street and wanted to kill me. I called out to God with all my heart, and the evil one fled. Since then, the head of that family has behaved better with his wife. On one occasion, I was going with a friend to Mass on Christmas Eve when a huge dog appeared on the road blocking our way. The dog kept them from a quarter of an hour on the road to the church. First, the dog planted himself on a little bridge that they had to cross. Then the dog stepped back little by little as Anne Catherine repeated the sign of the cross, while her friend, terrified, clung to her with all her might. At last, the dog suddenly disappeared when Anne Catherine cried out, "In the name of the Lord Jesus, let us pass." God is the one who guides us. If you were God, you wouldn't stop us moving forward. Go your way and let us continue ours. At those words, the dog jumped off in the middle of the night. When her friend, still trembling, asked her, "Why didn't you tell that to the dog before?" she simply answered, "I didn't think of it." These assaults by the enemy have a deeper meaning than what appears at first glance. They do not only show the anger and malice of the devil, but also indicate how Anne Catherine's mission caused her to attract infernal anger and expose herself to these struggles in order to free those who, through their own faults, would be subject to them. Anne Catherine puts herself in the place of the guilty, the weak, and miserable, many of whom would be lost if an innocent and generous soul like hers did not pay and fight for them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.